Since the legislative session began, several major measures, including the Reproductive Health Act and early voting, have been approved by Democrats, who now control both chambers, with minority party Republicans voting no. One rare instance of bipartisan unity, in the Senate at least, was over the issue of making the state's temporary 2% per year property tax cap permanent. The measure was sponsored by freshman Democrat from Long Island, Jim Gorin. Gorin is one of several Democrats who replaced Republicans in New York City suburbs where high property taxes are a concern. He says federal changes in the tax code that limit the amount of state and local taxes that can be deducted are putting even more pressure on New York's taxpayers, and he says a permanent cap gives them some certainty.
Families in my district and across this state, many of whom will probably wait until the deadline, will have to make decisions as to what they're not going to pay. What are they going to delay? Maybe it is their tuition for their kids. Maybe it's their property taxes. Maybe it's their mortgage.
Senator Gorin says the state should be giving more money to local schools as a way to bring property taxes down, which he calls a regressive tax. Senator Anna Kaplan, also a freshman from Long Island, is a co-sponsor. She says taxpayers need all the help they can get to slow the growth of their taxes.
We need to use all the tools at our disposal to help government to live within its means and to bring relief to struggling taxpayers.
The Senate leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, is from Westchester. She said shortly after elections last November that she would seek to make the tax cap permanent. Senate Republicans all voted for the cap, but they voiced some concerns. Some said the tax cap should also apply to New York City. Senator Pamela Helming, a Republican from Geneva, says the tax cap also needs to be accompanied by mandate relief. She says local governments struggle to keep within the cap because they're forced to finance numerous unfunded mandates from the state.
Somebody mentioned that the tax cap has helped slow down taxes. It has done just that, slowed it down. We still continue to see property taxes increasing. Until we stop that, we're going to see people leaving the state.
The measure was approved by a vote of 59-1. The state assembly did not act on the measure. Some in the assembly want to keep the property tax cap bill as a bargaining chip to achieve reform of New York City's rent laws. But Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who has been working closely with Senate Leader Stewart-Cousins on major issues, says no one should read too much into lack of passage right now in the assembly.
We are both Democratic houses, but we may not always be at the same schedule. So I don't think anybody should have any notice or concern if they pass the bill first or we pass the bill first or vice versa. These are all things that will be discussed.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is a supporter of making the property tax permanent. He included the legislation to do so in his state budget plan. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.